It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Excited to do this. This has become my favorite segment on The Burt Show.
Really? Love Lost and Found.
Love Lost and
Found. Believe in destiny.
Destiny, man.
That's right.
There was a reason why Jason was on that shuttle and the reason why she was on that shuttle. And he even told us the last time we had her on, like, his flight was delayed, her flight was delayed. I mean, it shouldn't have happened.
Right place, right time.
Destiny has brought them together.
There they are.
And here we are. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, man?
Excited, nervous, you name it, I'm feeling it.
You got some sweaty palms even though you're just on the phone.
Like you were telling us right before Burt's Big Adventure that you never even saw the cues. I mean, they were there, but you were so stressed out to get to the hotel that you never even picked up on it.
That's right. It was just, a lot of things happened before I even got to the shuttle station, you know, and I was just kind of lost, you know, wasn't sure, you know, where I was supposed to go. Wasn't even know where the shuttle spot was. And so when I finally got there, I was just like, okay, finally, you know, I can get to my hotel. Now I just got to wait. And that's when she came down the escalator.
And really the only thing we had to go on is that she was an AirTran flight attendant mm-hmm. and that Soulja Boy was on her flight.
Right.
And based on those two things, we got a bunch of calls.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a bunch of messages and postings saying, I think I know who this is.
That's awesome.
So we found her.
Okay.
All right, now, at this point, though, we don't know if she's in a long-term relationship. We don't know if she's married, didn't have her ring on.
Right.
We don't know anything. And we don't know if you were vibing and she wasn't. So This really could go any way, dude.
Okay.
But at least you'll have some closure.
Yeah, clear your throat.
All right.
Don't choke this time.
Yeah, talk to her.
All right, are you feeling confident?
I'm good.
All right, let's do this. Good morning, Barbara.
Hi, good morning, guys.
How are you this morning?
I'm pretty well. How are you?
I'm good. We have to actually rewind, okay, to last, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
How did you hear that we were looking for you? Did people start calling you?
I was receiving phone calls, Facebook messages, text messages. The biggest kicker was Facebook. A friend sent me a message and I kept reading about the Soulja Boy thing on the flight, and I mean, I had him on my flight, but, you know, there was a couple other flight attendants, but then as soon as she said the loaf of bread, I was like, oh, my God, that was me.
And refresh my memory again, like, you carry around a loaf of bread on your flights?
I don't necessarily carry a loaf of bread. I just had come from unveiling our newest aircraft, mm-hmm. and I literally had 5 minutes to pack. So I grabbed everything that was already packaged in my kitchen, and it included a loaf of bread.
Oh, my God, so that's funny. That's funny. That is really funny.
So we got to remember that when we're doing Love, Lost, and Found, that any little clue
yes.
like that is a big clue.
That was the clincher here, yeah.
Because it wasn't the Soulja Boy clue. It was the bread clue that got us here. All right, so... So after your flight, you end up on this hotel shuttle, and do you remember having a conversation with this guy, Jason, that we're going to put you on with in a couple of seconds?
I remember not having a full conversation. I remember who he was. I have no sense of direction, and apparently neither did our crew that night, because we all got on the wrong shuttle, going in the wrong direction for 30 minutes and ended up in Arlington, Texas, and we were supposed to be in Dallas.
Okay. Oh.
So, yeah, we weren't even supposed to be on that shuttle, but we were all having our little conversations, and I do remember looking over to him and asking him if he was a normal person or a crew. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we all just kind of, you know, talked a little bit at the back of the shuttle, so.
When you found out that there was a guy that was looking for you like this, were you flattered by it, or were you a little freaked out?
I was both. I definitely had mixed feelings. I mean, I definitely was flattered. I can't believe he went out of his way to announce it to the, you know, on the radio. But at the same time, it's like, okay, is this creepy stalker kind of flattery, or I don't know. It was a lot of different feelings. So.
Well, only time will tell if this is creepy stalker guy.
Yeah.
Way to make her feel better about it, Bert.
At this point, he could be potentially like destiny guy. Could end up creepy. Oh. Who knows?
No. Well, we have to ask about your status. What's your relationship status?
My status is I don't have a boyfriend.
Okay.
However, I am sort of talking and have feelings for this guy that I really do care about, but he's currently serving in Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I haven't seen him in a couple years, but he's coming home in March, so I don't know how it's going to play out.
All right, this may be a story in itself here. So you're dating this guy years ago, and he left, and you haven't seen or communicated with him, or you have?
We haven't started communicating until about a month ago, but we haven't physically seen each other in 6 years.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow. Did you find each other? You just found each other on Facebook, like old friends?
We were both always on Facebook, but being that he's over there, their communication is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But we just started communicating again because he just got out of a relationship a little while ago, and I got out of a relationship back in October. So everything just kind of fell into place, and so I don't know. We started talking, and he surprised me saying he was granted a leave in March, and we're just going to see what happens.
Does he know you feel the way you do about him, or does he think this is just a friendship thing?
No, he definitely knows. We've been writing 2 or 3 letters a day and Facebooking and just messaging and letters and packages and everything like that.
What's that Nicholas Sparks movie that just came out?
Dear John, I know, right?
Yeah.
It's based on the same thing.
Well, yeah, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing. I did read the book, and I think the ending probably will be a little different. But
don't say it.
I won't. I promise.
Well, Jason, boy, this dude's story is way better than yours.
I think
bro.
I think you should keep it open. I think you should get Jason's info.
Sure.
And if military dude comes back, it may not be what you expect it to be when you're in person.
Yeah.
Right. No, and I understand that. I definitely understand that.
Let's get Jason in on this whole thing. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. Hey, Barbara. Hello?
Hey.
Barbara, can you hear him?
Hi, hello.
Hello?
I can hear him. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
How's it going?
I'm doing good. I was doing a lot better, 5 minutes ago, but... I mean, no, it's okay. I knew this was a long shot, but I knew that in Dallas. I just, I didn't pick up on it, and I just want to get to know you. You seem like a very interesting girl, and I'd like to see if this can go anywhere.
From a distance.
I'm sorry?
From a distance at first, through email, and then, you heard exactly what she said about this dude in Iraq, right?
I heard every word.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to be the bad guy.
You're not.
You know, I took this shot, and really, it's, if I make a fool of myself, that's already been done, so you don't even got to worry about it,
No self-deprecation, and I agree with Jen. I think,
don't close the door
don't
completely.
Don't close the door, because,
I understand that she's really focused on this other guy at this point, but there's no harm in exchanging information or maybe going to meet for a coffee to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I completely agree. So.
Okay, good.
All right. So guess what? I just got you a yes.
Yeah.
that was the hard sell right there. We should just stop.
Job,
we
got
the
stop.
Yes.
Stop right there. Yeah, so y'all go have a coffee.
And Jason, I'm proud of you for even making a shot. I mean, most people would go, you know what? Mm-hmm. That time, it's past. Forget it. And who knows, man? You never know.
I just felt like I had to do something, put it out there and see what happens.
Sure.
That's right. Really, and you can get a coffee.
Why don't we do this? Jason, why don't we give Barbara your information, and when she's ready to give you a call, if she's open to it, then she'll give you a call.
Okay.
That sound cool?
That sounds fine.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Barbara. Thanks a lot for being so cool and coming on with us and telling. I'm really interested now in your story with the dude in the military.
Now, Right, okay. Now we're focused on Jason. Okay?
Well, I'm kind of
okay.
excited about that.
Because
it's a cool
the military, but hold on. One thing at a time.
With the old and with the new, man.
One
Bert,
thing at a time.
It's a new
ADD.
Day.
He's already
yes.
moved on.
He's like a squirrel. No, one thing at a time. Because I do think that you should call Jason, and the military dude's not coming for a couple weeks. So go ahead, have coffee. Go do this first, and then when he comes back, when Jason's not on the phone listening, then we'll talk to her about a military
okay.
Coffee's innocent. Coffee's innocent.
So, Bert, don't.
Hey, Jason, before we let you go here, hey, Philip, go ahead. You're on Q100. What's up?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Okay, how are you?
Hey, I'm Philip, Jason's brother.
Yeah.
Jason?
Hey, what's up, bro?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man.
Look, all I know is it's okay. She got this thing going on with this other guy, but she's far away. It's a long distance thing, and like they said, you know, just sit down, have a cup of coffee. Don't give up on this, man.
All right.
Don't give up on this. And Barbara, you sound like a sweet girl. All right.
Yeah.
But you know, the signs were there. Whether my brother took it wrong or you know, it. You know, all I know is you guys met each other out of like the weirdest conditions. You know.
So, no, I completely agree. No, I think the circumstances were something to look at, and I mean, we did sit on the runway for 3.5 hours trying to get de-iced, and I wasn't supposed to be in Dallas at that time. I wasn't supposed to be on that shuttle, and I mean, I can definitely see where he took it. I mean, being a girl, you know, we do things like that, so I definitely can see his point of view.
Now, would it be a totally crazy idea, since we're talking about destiny, that Jason really was the agent of destiny for Philip? His
what?
Brother
oh,
to be with Barbara.
Why is that so mean
I'm
to
just
Jason?
Saying, let's be open
you
up to all ideas.
Jason.
We're going to have coffee.
Jason didn't do anything to you. Jason started this whole thing, and you
Philip,
just hate him.
Philip, we will
Why
set you up.
Why do you hate him?
We'll you're going to have dinner with Barbara.
10 minutes ago. You love this story.
I know.
Stop it.
I just hope my brother doesn't call in.
Yeah. what is your beef with Jason?
I'm just saying, destiny works in weird ways. Philip really could be destined to be with Barbara.
Yeah.
You know, Bert.
Yes.
Oh, God.
This is my brother's thing, and I think you're a little bit, you know what, you're just straight up wrong. All right?
Jason is crawling himself into a hole right now.
No,
it's like, my brother is calling in, and Bert's dogging on me, and this is in front of Barbara.
Philip, hold on. I'm going to hook you up with Barbara's digits. Hold on. Jason, thanks a lot for calling, man. And we will give your stuff to Barbara. And when she's ready and she's open to it, she'll give you a call, man.
All right.
Barbara, thanks for coming on with us, too. That's cool.
Hey, no problem. But I do have to say, he probably would have got better points if he didn't fly Delta on that day.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.